B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is Tom's payback right here.
Oh, yeah!
He's so stupid. Messed with Tom to start the day.
It was the best one ever.
And it's the dumbest thing ever.
It's so dumb, but that's how dumb he is.
You, me, Hardy. I don't know why we took so much joy in doing it.
My name is Tom, and I'm stupid. I'm so dumb.
We called T-Bone and told him we were going to be late while we were sitting in that studio.
I called him. Hi, I am caught in the drawbridge traffic, and I'm really backed up. I may not make it.
He's trying to make him scramble a little bit. He had to go ask Fred and ask Wallach if they would stay.
Hi, my name's Tom. Hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to call Tom stupid. You fell for a totally plausible scenario, idiot.
No, it never happened.
What would never happen? You've never been late.
I've never been late.
You've been late. I've been late.
What the hell have I been late? Other than when I got pulled over.
All three of us, though, on the same day.
I don't think he's stupid for believing. I think we did a great job of pulling it off.
I got everybody involved.
We got Jamelli. We got Fred Toucher. We got Wallach. We got everybody believing it. Dan O'Brien. Everybody was in on it.
And you know what? Fred probably would have kept working because he's got a good mindset now. Cobwebs clear.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, who wants to, you know?
I mean, it would be great content, but he'd still continue to plug away for us.
I don't know that it's changed.
That's what teamwork is.
He hasn't changed his work ethic. But
can you turn his crap off?
I think he would have understood.
Only you planned a show this well. We'd know what we were doing today.
Don't you worry about the plans.
Don't you worry about the plans.
T-Bone. Don't you worry about
it. What have we ever not had a good show?
Don't worry about that. Oh, I can name a few.
Yesterday. The day before.
Wow.
Days that end in Y.
We may have a new intro song. This is awesome.
Going down.
Woo!
I like that part.
Woo!
Get a little turn up. Yeah.
All right. It's Friday. You're on Solak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios.
It's nice out today.
It is a gorgeous day. Thanks for being here with us. Make sure you download our app and stream us wherever you go. Let's talk about this weekend in Boston sports. I'll ask the same question about two different teams. Ready?
Yes.
What happens if the Patriots lose? What are we saying? And what happens if the Celtics lose? What are we saying?
Ooh. Can I start with the Celtics?
Start wherever you like.
Well, I think that's because that game is the first, which we will see and hear tonight, right here on Friday. What time? 6:30?
What?
Or late one?
8:30.
Oh, 8:30. What, the 8:30 game?
Yeah, 8:30.
If the Celtics lose, it's going to be a shocking disappointment. It'll be considered a choke. You will be considering breaking up this potential core, and not massively. I'm talking about one or two pieces, because I still think you're keeping Tatum and Brown, and obviously Kemba. After that, everything's off the table. It would be considered a massive choke. Consider that you didn't have to go through Giannis. LeBron's not in the East anymore. The path of least resistance is there for them. Same way it was for the Bruins a year ago. We said the Bruins choked because you had them game 7 at home. Even though you were in the finals, Celtics may not even get to the finals. But I expect them to play well tonight and win. I do.
Okay. So if they don't, they laid down and died when they knew it was 3-1 and they knew
ducks.
It was over.
You just don't come home.
Well, who do you expect to win more, the Celtics or the Patriots?
I expect the Patriots to win more. I have higher hopes of the Patriots winning their game.
So do I. I have a greater expectation that the Patriots will win more than the Celtics. So if the Patriots lose, what are you saying on Monday?
If the Patriots lose?
Yes.
I'm saying they're in trouble from a record standpoint because they will likely be exiting September or the first 4 weeks, not necessarily the calendar month, but the first 4 weeks, they'll be coming out of it likely 1-3.
What is the problem over there, Zoe?
Do you hear the ghost?
I do.
You hear the ghost?
Where is that coming from?
I don't know.
Must be like, in your studio because I don't hear it.
It's
got to
be from one of the TVs.
I don't hear
That's
it.
That's what it is. It has to be.
You hear like a ghost.
Yeah, I think it's someone singing. Yep, it's definitely that TV. Shut the TV off.
It's like when you were here in the bubble arena?
No, not as loud. It's like in the background. Yeah, that didn't work. I think maybe try a different remote. Yeah, try a different one. Yeah. Well, that didn't seem necessary. No, it's good.
Is he unplugging the TV?
Yeah, he's just...
That seemed totally unnecessary.
Yeah,
you ripped out every cable and took it out of the wall.
No, unplug two things. They're getting plugged right back on during the break. We'll figure this out.
Figure it out. If the Patriots lose, I think from a record standpoint, they're looking at a tough climb out of 1-3. And
you're chasing them for the rest of the year.
It comes down to this, Hardy. Was last week real or not? If last week was real, then they're beating the Raiders at home. That's how I look at it.
Yep.
So how they perform this week can either validate or invalidate what they did a week ago. So if they lose... Okay,
yeah.
You're a team that's 1-3, and you had one good game out in Seattle.
I think,
you're 1-2 to this point, but at this point, I don't see them winning at Kansas City. That could change.
I think losses for either team, though, bring up big questions about the future of both organizations.
Absolutely.
Long term.
Absolutely. If Cam and the Patriots stink on Sunday, what would you then say about all the conversations we had this week talking about contract extensions
we were stupid.
And long-term commitments to Cam Newton? Then it looks like a stupid, premature conversation. But if you go out and you play well,
depending on how Cam,
it validates all of that.
Yeah, depending on how Cam looks. Now, there's a lot more moving parts in a football team. And if N'Keal Harry somehow, you know, is a no-show on Sunday, if Edelman is acting, more hurt and he's unable to be effective, if Cam Newton goes out there and the Raiders figure out a way to stop the run and he's got no one to throw it to, all right, maybe the questions aren't about Cam as much as they are, all right, well, this whole not having a real core of wide receivers thing has finally come home to roost for good. Now you're looking at it from a institutional standpoint, whether it's drafting or trades or whatever, you've got to make some changes, and you've got to have some fundamental policy shift with that team. The Celtics, I know you guys both think of it as a long-term issue with this team. If they lose tonight, I'm still willing to say that the core of the team is okay. Yeah, you're going to need to make a couple of changes, but I don't feel as bad about their long-term future as I would just like a breakdown on all fronts for the Patriots. On Sunday, if we're in here on Monday talking about, oh man, what a bad game, you know, bad effort from everybody, and just it's not there, and it's not what we thought it was going to be. That speaks more long term about the Patriots than it does about a Celtics loss tonight.
I could see that, but I think the Celtics are going to lose the series, and so I think it's more about the here and now opinion of the Celtics as far as the long term opinion. I'm not moving off of that.
I think if the Celtics win tonight, they win the series. I think if they win tonight, they can take two in a row from Miami.
Get on my back. Let's go, baby.
If they win tonight,
then
they win the series. Mark that tape.
Sure.
Just in case. Yeah. Just in case they win tonight.
Celtics are the balls.
I think that is a bold prediction.
Think about it.
I got them in the finals.
Are you agreeing? Are you picking?
Oh, I agree. I said they're going to win tonight.
So you think they win the series?
I told you a week ago when it started. I said they're going to win. They're going to still be in the finals, even after losing at first. They're still going to the finals.
I think the Celtics are capable of what I would call a collective LeBron mindset.
Your question was, what if they lost tonight? That's why I said that.
Right, but you think they're going to be in the finals?
I think they're going to be in the finals.
If they win tonight, think about it like a collective LeBron mindset. They woke up and realized, we're a much better group of basketball players than what these guys have. Maybe we should stop screwing around and go be Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker, and Marcus Smart and go out there and beat these guys two more games. You win tonight, you can go beat them two more times. Yeah. You can beat that Miami Heat squad two more times.
You get all this inner fighting going on. You get all this inner fighting, or you're looking at each other. Who the hell's Marcus Smart?
LeBron did it so many times. And
what about Hero?
I'm not comparing.
He's a freaking rookie. Go shut his ass
right,
down.
Right, right.
Shut his ass down.
I'm not comparing anyone on the Celtics to LeBron, but the mindset. LeBron would wake up after being down in a series 2-1 or 3-2 and say, what am I doing? I'm LeBron James.
Yeah.
I can go out there and take this game over and win this thing. Let's go do that.
Yeah, but they don't have LeBron James.
No,
they don't have a guy with that sort of instinct.
They have them in the aggregate, Beetle. They've got more talent than the other team does.
And again, I don't disagree with that assessment, but I think they lack something in terms of, to use a former Celtics phrase, they lack the grit and balls to go out and win it. That's what they lack. That the Miami Heat clearly have the advantage with this series.
But do you see why it's almost easy for them to go win this series now? Because it's not a personnel issue. It's not an injury issue. It's attitude. It's will. Go out there and impose your will on that team tonight. And if you do that, then you go on and win the series. They lose tonight, then it speaks volumes about the mindset of the team.
If they lose tonight, the series is done? Is that what you're saying?
Attitude.
Zoe's got a
leadership.
Zoe's
captain.
Predicting the Celtics come back and win the series. And Hardy says if they win tonight, they will win the series.
I still think they're the better team. Yes.
I think if they win tonight, they will show you at least that they're not the group that will just quit
they're
and go
packing.
Home.
Right. They're not.
And there's plenty of teams that I feel have done that in the NHL and in the NBA that have sort of shut it down. There's some that have not. Denver being the obvious example. But all right. Well, I think there's something to be learned about the team and their character tonight. This is a character type of game tonight.
Totally.
Character game for the Celtics. Is it a character game for the Patriots? Probably less so, but we'll probably learn something about them on Sunday. Injuries becoming part of the storyline for Sunday's games, though. I want to ask you a question about that coming up next, if you don't mind.
Good thing
and your calls. Phones all day, 617-779-0985. Jam-packed day on this Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you want to ride with me?
Absolutely. Do you want to ride with me? 10:20 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Injuries becoming a part of the story for the game on Sunday between the Patriots and Raiders. Let's start with the Patriots. What's up with David Andrews and his hand?
Looks like he smashed his hand up on something. Whether he got caught blocking or hit it off a helmet or landed on it funny. Somebody may have stepped on it, but it's padded up pretty good with a splint on it. I say this, you snap left-handed. I've gone through it before with centers. It's not perfect because you get used to the ball being turned a certain way. You're kind of cockeyed off the back part of his ass. So you need to sort of adjust your hands opposite when you're snapping left-handed. You understand?
Save that. Thank you. You know I understand.
So you're kind of off to one side.
So the exchange.
Off the
There's some room for some fumbles and some problems with the exchange.
And it's almost like you have to then put your left hand as the quarterback as your up hand. to put it up in there first. And then you fall with the right, and you take the snap left-handed. So not only is the center snapping it left-handed, the quarterback's taking it from a left-handed transverse position.
Got yeah, it? Okay, yeah.
Or if he can't do it, and I'm not sure David can, then you bring in somebody else like you did back in the day for Mike, like Mike Compton came in because Damian Woody couldn't snap a shotgun. Remember that back in the day?
Yeah, Woody, 2001. Yeah, struggled. He couldn't do it.
So they would rotate guys when they were going and gun, which tells everybody in the stadium what you're doing.
Right.
You don't really want to do that. But I think Dave's good enough to probably snap left-handed.
Okay. Well, I wasn't thinking about that. Yeah.
Well, I was. Did you quarterbacks?
Yeah. I just didn't think that he'd switch up.
Don't break my fingers.
He's got it heavily wrapped. He was back out on the practice field, but it's heavily wrapped.
Well, that means you don't want to get it hit. So something's really sore.
That means it's probably broken. Could be broken. Yeah, broken finger in there.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Things never right all year, too. Like always trying to do something, brush your teeth or tie a shoe. Little things that you just take for granted.
Yeah, and then you do.
Button the button on a shirt.
All right, so you think he'll play?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's good news, but I'm worried. I'm worried about fumbles and the like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if he's a guard or tackle, you just put a club on it, tape it up, let him go out there and beat the hell out of people with it, you know?
Right.
Not so the case, so you're center.
Okay. All right, so that's one injury. The other thing is that the Raiders could be down some guys. Oh, by the way, Patriots other injuries. Josh Uche is still limited with his foot injury, so it doesn't look like this will be the week for him.
Probably save him another week, right?
Kyle Duggar has an ankle injury.
Jeez.
And you just spent time on Monday talking about how you thought he's come along.
Thumper,
and now
yeah.
And how he's contributing right now.
Well, for a rookie, he's the rookie that stands out to me. Doesn't it to you? I mean, you look across the board here. I mean, he's been in there blocking.
Owenu.
But from a rookie standpoint,
Owenu. We got to stop doing this. Owenu.
Owenu what? I just got to remember that.
Right.
Owenu. Owenu. There's your rookies.
Josh Jacobs and Darren Waller, both out of practice for the Raiders yesterday.
Waller's a big one if he doesn't play. And we'll get to Jacobs, but Waller's a tight end that can do everything. Big guy, can run the flat, understands the bow route. That whole offense, that West Coast offense, it's all predicated on crossing routes, timing of it. He's perfect for it. And then you got guys like Zay Jones on the outside with the kid Ruggs from Alabama. And then you put this guy, Jacobs, in the backfield. Carr's got some pieces, man. He does. They build a nice little offense for him.
Ruggs was limited yesterday, too.
Yeah, he's got a knee
hamstring.
He was a game-time decision. I watched him work out on Sunday or Monday night when they had the cameras down there when the medical people were with him. He looked pretty good running around. So I think it's probably still the same injury carrying over, and they're going to watch him.
Trent Brown not practicing either. So Raiders have injuries to deal with. As do the Patriots.
Trent Brown's one of those experienced guys that cannot practice and also be there. You know what I mean? If he could do it on one leg or something.
Right, you're just going to get healthy enough to be playing on Sunday.
Right.
So you look at Waller as the big one.
Waller's a big one.
Yeah. Tight end with a knee problem who hasn't practiced in 2 days.
Yeah, and your issues with tight ends, right? I mean, we talked about it. Is it going to be Joanne Williams? Is it going to be Adrian Phillips? Is it going to be Duggar, who's now banged up? Or are you going to trust him to run around with linebackers? Or are you going to bring down a corner? Yeah, maybe Jason McCourty is the type of guy that could cover him and kick JC Jackson outside.
I think I just put somebody on the air. So
hi,
who is it?
Who's there?
This is Mike from Waltham.
Oh, sure. Go ahead,
Mike from Waltham. Yeah, sounds good.
Phone.
Go ahead. Great phone, Mike.
Boys, what's up, Zoe?
What's up?
Hey guys, actually calling to talk Celtics. Watching the game the other night. It's a tough game. Just wanted to chat about that. You guys were talking about it.
Yeah, go for it.
You guys know the point total so far, 441 to 441, yet we're down 3-1 in the series.
Yes.
What is the difference? I've tried to think about it, and what's the experience? Remember,
late game has been the difference. Late game.
Yeah, Iguodala has 3 championships under his belt. I don't think we have anybody like that on our team, and there's some keys to that. There's some answers to the test, as Tom Brady would say, that I feel like they have that we don't.
Well, you have some guys on your team that feel like they have one, even though they haven't. Remember how deep they went in the finals that 1 year and that offseason? They're all talking about, we want to win 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, yeah. Got to get one first.
Celtics keeping lead. Sorry, I had to move a big pane of glass here. Celtics keeping
lead. Big pane of glass, a big pain in the ass, huh?
No, it's good. It's all good. And needs a little Windex, this one. But
this one could use one, too.
the late leads that have been blown and just the last 5 minutes of the game. We gave you those stats yesterday, courtesy of B-Rob, who's with us right now. B-Rob, get on mic. You're going to need a little B-Rob action here today. B-Rob gave us all the stats we needed to prove that late game, it's been a problem. The last 5 minutes with the score within 5 points. It's been a problem for these Celtics. It's been a problem finishing out games. I'd like to know what B-Rob thinks the biggest difference in the series has been.
Yeah, 100% the last 5 minutes of each game.
All right, well, he agrees. There you go. Done.
Way to add to the show.
Done. What?
Way to add good content to the show there, B-Rob.
No, I was talking with Tom, so I was missing what you guys were talking about.
What's he talking about?
Oh, now on, we're going to rely on you for all of our Celtics analytics instead of guys like B-Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. From now on, it falls on you. That's your new job.
It's a joke.
All Celtics all the time.
I always talk.
All Celtics all the time. That's you. No more football talk from you. You're not allowed. All Celtics
now. You're a Celtics guy now.
Basketball. Hoops. Hoops. Hoops Zolak.
Start.
Like Hoops Jones.
Call me 2 weeks.
Start doing the research. Start getting the stats up.
Numbers Ozole.
Scotty Buckets.
T-Buckets. What does T-Buckets make of this series?
Scotty Swish.
What does T-Bone think at this point?
T-Buckets, they win tonight?
You want to make a prediction? Artie predicts they're going to, if they win tonight, they win the series.
Tonight's a must win.
Hey. Zoe flat out says they're winning the series.
They're winning.
I thought you were coming off of that yesterday when we were talking about trading
guys. Well. It didn't feel well.
You asked
me how the game tonight is going to go. It doesn't mean they win. We're still not going to ask it again.
I just thought that yesterday you would have said to me, come on, this is premature. They're winning this series. You don't need to talk about the future
right
now.
No, I don't feel good.
You could have stopped it dead in its tracks.
I don't feel good about
it. I don't remember you doing that.
I don't feel good
about it. Does anyone else remember doing
that? You know when you wake up and they say, okay, check my phone. It says 82 and sunny right now where you're at, but yet you look outside and it's 75 and cloudy and there's not one crack of sun coming through anywhere. That's what it feels like. So don't BS me with some sunny ass day that I ain't getting today. All right. Take this weather app, stick it up your rear. Sunny in 82.
What's the weather app have to do with anything?
I
don't know how we got from.
No, it's like
other.
How you feel, how you should be feeling, and you don't. That's the point.
You don't feel good today?
Yeah, I feel cloudy.
You need to pick me up?
I told T-Bone be ready today.
Tell T-Bone today?
Oh, this is my favorite.
Oh, I said, you better. What'd I tell you today?
I don't pay attention to you.
Zoe told T-Bone today that T-Bone's
job today is to entertain me.
Was to keep him interested.
And what did I say?
Oh, boy.
That's not T-Bone's job to make you interested in your job.
You did say that?
I did say that.
Yes.
That's his job. Don't you consider that part of your job?
I said that's not T-Bone's job.
No, I'm not a babysitter.
Okay. Oh, you were at a 9:58 looking for someone to do the show.
Wasn't that funny?
Hey, did somebody stay? Nobody's here yet.
We found you know it what it was?
Funny.
It was a very Rucker-like prank we pulled.
It felt like.
You fall for something totally believable. That old gag, hey, did you hear it's so-and-so's birthday? No, happy birthday. It's not his birthday, idiot.
It was literally, hey, what? I might need you to stick around for a minute.
It was like the kid begging on the street. You know, the kid with the, hey, I'm homeless.
We heard
can
him.
You please donate?
We heard him in the hall. It wasn't like that at all.
Yeah, it was.
He said, hey, Wallet, can you stick around for a couple minutes?
Like, no.
No, he said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. It was, we laughed.
If you want to make me sweat, you should have made it like 10:02.
No, that would be technically late. Then you get problems.
We don't want you calling a boss.
Yeah, why don't you call Jim? Don't worry, Jim won't be here anyway. He's taking a lunch outside somewhere. Corporate day.
He's out today. He's not
team building
today.
Team building
what
exercise.
What are they doing, a ropes course? What are they doing? Playing a little...
press fall?
He's got one of those coaching lunches. They go there and sit there and drink iced tea.
617-779-0985. We have headlines here with Hardy. Football card is coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up? Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We've got the football card coming up at 10:50. As you can see here, Hardy, Gordy. I just filed a report with corporate to unblock the gambling sites.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't work on my computer now either.
I got blocked on the most innocuous, like, nothing site the other day because they... What did they say it was?
Well,
it wasn't gambling. It was something...
Pornhub? Was that what it was?
Boobs? No, they said it was like a gaming site or something.
Oh. This, like, came up as gambling site that I was going to look at the lines for. Gambling. Category, gambling.
What show?
Blocked.
Required for the show.
I'm like, well, that's interesting. Because there's no gambling that takes place on this particular site. We need it unblocked.
Maybe we'll get that back when we get Gmail back.
Oh, that's never coming back. Forget that. Yeah. Dad, can you put in the password?
Deca Gmail.
That's what it is. Dad, it says age restricted, 13 plus. Can I get in? Can you download this app for me?
We had a whole morning of it today.
That's what it is.
We had a whole morning of login issues, and we got a bad charger on one of the computers.
Nice.
In the remote learning. Oh yeah, it was a whole rigmarole this morning. Good times. Could not get out of that house fast enough. Everybody up and running for the moment? Okay, bye.
All right then. 617-779-0985.
What do kids do for gym at home?
I don't know. They've only had it once this week. I think they just had to go outside and play for 20 minutes. I'm sure they told them to do something. I don't know what it was.
What if you had nobody to play with?
I wasn't there.
I asked them last week, hey, what'd you do at gym? Because we're going to figure it out next week. But you still had two of those days where it was hybrid. You had to do gym.
We didn't do it yet.
Okay.
Kyle is at Bentley.
Hi.
He doesn't think the Celtics series is over. He's with Hardy and Zoe on this.
Yep, Beto, Hardy. Zoe, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
Up Friday, bro. What's
yeah.
Hey, boys, I just got to say one thing. Don't let us win tonight. Don't you dare let us win.
Easy,
this.
Kevin Millar.
Hey, I'm just saying, Boston plays at its best when the public is in doubt.
Yeah.
And these kids got something to prove. I got to win by the seas by a sizable margin, baby. Let's go.
Nice.
Season 7.
Sizable margin. Okay.
Like Kyle.
All right, Kyle. That's a lot of rah-rah stuff, but great. Yeah. If it happens, I think we'll be saying a lot of positive things about the character and response of this team, that they didn't just check out literally,
yeah,
figuratively, check out of the Disney resort there and say, see ya.
See, I think the only way they get a win tonight is with a gut check. The talent's already been there. I still think they're more talented than Miami. So they win tonight with a gut check. And that's what propels them to win in games 6 and 7 also. Oh, now we got it. We thought we were trying hard before. Now we get it. Now we see what it's going to take to win this game and win two more. Win tonight, you win the series.
Brian's in Maynard. Hi, Brian.
Yes.
Yes.
All you, baby. Take it away.
Oh, what's going on? What's up, Zo? What's up,
hey,
boys? How you
what's
doing?
Up? Good.
Chilling. Look, I'm calling in because I think, like, this is accepted notion that just the Celtics have more talent, and I think it's completely Homer, right? When you look at the Miami Heat as compared to the Celtics roster, I mean, first of all, the Celtics don't have a Jimmy Butler. You don't have a dog. This is the same Jimmy Butler that 3 years ago, whenever it was, all the Celtics fans were trying to get in a trade. What are we going to get for Jimmy?
I wasn't.
I didn't like how he looked in the postseason.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Right.
But there's people
that wanted him.
He's a special player. He's a great player. But, okay, other than Butler, and you go up and down the rest of the roster, you think the Miami Heat have an edge in just pure talent?
Yep. When you look at their depth, when you look at their, like, when you go through, like, all the way down from 1 to 12,
no.
I think the Heat have
no.
a depth.
No. Nobody
B-Rob wins shaking 1 through 12.
Head. Let's, B-Rob, go one, let's go B-Rob. 1 through, let's start with 1 through 6, B-Rob.
B-Rob, slap down the other Brian here for Maynard. Go ahead, B-Rob. Let's hear it.
The Heat, if you just compare the top line talent, the Celtics have potentially 4 All-Stars when Hayward's healthy and Marcus Smart. The Heat have 2. They have Jimmy Butler, they have Bam Adebayo, they have Dragic, who's past his prime, and they have a rookie in Tyler Hero who's just outplaying you in this series. That doesn't mean they're better. Not
so,
even close.
So what they have, though, are better role players.
Yeah, I mean, their role players are definitely beating out the Celtics in this series.
Yeah, I mean, they're content having their 2 stars and everybody else figured out.
Right. Like,
and there's no bitching.
Right. And Hero's outplaying Marcus Smart, which I think is a huge problem in this series.
It's insane is what it is.
To be honest, like, guys, do you start, you put Hayward back in the starting lineup tonight and say, hey, Smart, go guard Hero and, you know, don't take 15 shots.
So when I look at the sort of the way the series has gone,
yeah,
the Celtics have clearly underperformed. I'm with you on this. They're the more talented team. They have better players on their roster.
Everybody says it.
They're more talented.
It's not just us. It's just not talk shows. It's the death sets there on TNT.
The other thing is this. B-Rob, have you ever seen Jimmy Butler, to go back to Hardy's point, which is a good one, have you ever seen Jimmy Butler be this guy in a playoff series for his team? With any of his teams?
No.
He's never been this guy.
He was
guy.
A total no-show in Chicago.
Right. Yep. Like,
hands on his knees.
Honestly,
his
you know
no what show. With Rondo. You're
now
right.
He's 31 years he's right. old now. He's 31, so he's like the old man now.
He quit when Rondo couldn't play.
But
like, he was done.
Right.
My question about him is, does that give you hope for Jason Tatum to learn how to sort of be that guy emotionally for your team?
Jimmy Butler's grown up so much in 2 years. It seems like he looks like the experience yielded.
But his mid and late 20s, he wasn't this guy.
Okay, here's the
like
thing,
is he realizing he's running out of time or something?
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Before we heap too much praise on Jimmy Butler, though, is he playing that well? Are the Heat up 3-1 because of Jimmy Butler? Or
well,
is he kind of the same Jimmy Butler?
Not in game 4.
But he's got a bunch of guys around him who are playing out of their minds with grit and balls and determination, and he's kind of the same guy, but he's got a different, I don't know, demeanor about him after a win as opposed to a loss.
I think he's their leader. I think you say, whose team is it? We ask this question all the time with the Celtics. Whose team is it? Whose team is the Heat? It's Jimmy Butler's team, and it's made abundantly clear. So no, has he played great in every game? He has not. He didn't play great in the last game. But I think he is their guy. I think he's the guy that sort of leads the way for them. And he's never really been that until now. And he's 31 years old. Maybe he's figured it out. He's never been this guy. Now he is. Great timing for the Celtics. Wonderful. 617-779-0985. Let's get to the football card. I think Corporate Louth is going to pop his head in. Maybe we'll get his pick. And he's got to get us the lines because I can't get them, though. I don't have lines.
Call Lifshitz.
I got him.
Oh, you got some lines? All right, we'll check on that and give you the picks of the week. We'll continue talking Celtics and Patriots all day. Don't forget Phil Perry going to join us in the noontime hour. Read and react. All kinds of good stuff on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time now for the football card.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a 5-team parlay that has been unsuccessful through 2 weeks. Zoe and I have yet to get a single pick correct. We are both 0-2. Hardy, 1-1. Jim, 1-1. Tom, 2-0. T-Bone on fire.
T-Bets.
Tommy Betts, also known as T-Bets.
It's like T-Rex.
Doing okay. All right. Let's get to it for the week. Anyone want to go?
Why don't you go there, champ?
Why don't you take it away there? 2-0. Dude.
Here we go.
All right, I'm going to take the Los Angeles Chargers -6.5 against the McCaffrey-less Carolina Panthers.
Ooh, with the playing Haybert.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Yes, they are. I like that pick.
I like
Riding
that pick, too.
Off a good showing last week.
I like that pick.
I'm a fan of the pick. There you go. Next.
I'll stay in L.A.
Go ahead.
L.A. is the other team. L.A. Rams are playing the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah?
That's stupid Buffalo. Bills are favored by 2. So how about this Josh in Buffalo?
Uh-oh.
I'm taking the Rams to cover.
Clock striking midnight in Buffalo.
Time to pay up.
Time to pay the fiddler.
Bring a friend.
All right.
It has been 334 days since the Lions have won a game. I don't see that.
That can't be right.
I don't see that changing this weekend.
That can't be correct.
I don't even care if you don't pick that game. I just love you brought that stat up here.
334
Whoa,
days.
Where'd that deep voice come from?
Louth, he's over here. Oh, he's over here now.
He's like, hey, how are you?
The question becomes now, can they make it a calendar year in between wins, the Detroit Lions? Mm. They've got Arizona this weekend. Despite Matt Patricia being the guy who intercepted Russell Wilson in the end zone, despite him making that play that one time.
It's one of the greatest plays in the history of the National Football League.
Right.
That's what he said.
Brian Flores yelling, Matt, go! Right? And he ran out
Malcolm
there.
Malcolm, go.
Put the helmet on, and Matt Patricia picked off.
Matt Patricia gave the call, though.
Picked him right off and sealed the Super Bowl, despite his defensive prowess. I don't think his defense is going to hold up on the road against the Arizona Cardinals, who look pretty damn good through 2 weeks.
You're laying 6?
I don't love the line. I will tell you this. I saw that it opened somewhere around 4.
Line. Don't ignore the
and
roar.
And it's now moved a couple of points.
To restore your pride.
Because people are pounding the Cardinals this weekend.
They love the Cardinals.
And even me getting
highlights.
In late at -6.
Bad
I
value.
Can see the Cardinals winning by a touchdown.
You know what?
No problem.
They've been showing that that highlight by Kyler Murray, a little skippity-doo jump that he did, a little slide into the end zone. People are all over him. Beetle taking an Arizona Cardinals.
I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals.
Last year, the Lions had that huge lead, and then the Cardinals came back on Kyler Murray's first ever game, and they tied.
Yeah, and I don't think they had DeAndre Hopkins then either, did they?
No, I don't think they did.
They do now.
Jesus.
Woo!
It's a nice mic, Love.
Yeah. Go Cardinals.
It's a tiny mic.
All right.
You sound like a Moscatel's priest.
If you'd like ACP cleaning services.
At least this week, when your Lions lose, Hardy, you got something
good,
to root
Hardy.
For.
Yeah,
you got something invested in.
Piggybacking off of T-Bet's mindset here, sticking the Chargers against the McCaffrey-less Panthers. I like the Giants getting 4 against a Garoppolo-less San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco at MetLife, Giants +4.
Pitching about the turf again.
3.5.
I'll still take it. I'll take it at 3.5.
I like that.
Giants are Saquon-less.
Don't worry about Saquon Barkley.
He didn't say Saquon.
Yeah, they came back in that game after Saquon left with an injury, by the way.
Yeah, they're better without him.
Deion Lewis.
I want some advice. That's all.
Deion Lewis, starting running back.
T-Bone. Did anyone ask T-Bets for his advice?
No.
All right.
Absolutely not.
All right, Louth. Can we get Louth's pick?
Yeah. Since I've been banned from picking college games now, so I'm going to go Texans-Steelers. I think that's going to be a low-scoring game or high-scoring game.
Oh, boy.
Low.
I'm going over 45. 45 is low. That's a low over-under.
Good job,
those
Jim.
Two quarterbacks.
Where's that game at?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh will light it up there.
Oh, now it's high.
Any fans? No fans yet, right?
No fans.
Question. I don't believe so.
Playing fans school. In Jacksonville last night. Spread out.
That's funny. They're playing,
do anything
they're
in Florida.
Playing high school football in Pittsburgh. It's weird.
Florida. It's looking like the Mason-Dixon line, basically.
Play the games down here and then drive back.
Let's draw a line through the middle of the country. Are you north of the line or south of it? Bonds.
So you're going over Steelers. Where are they playing?
Houston.
Steelers, Texans, 45.
Did you track everything we just picked, Jim?
27-20 is, that's over.
Jim, do you have all the picks?
I do have all the picks.
Repeat them back.
Over 45, Texans Steelers, minus 6.5, Chargers against the Panthers. Rams plus 2 in Buffalo. Cardinals minus 6 at home against the Lions. Giants plus 3.5 at home against the 49ers and Nick Mullins.
We're going to bet $5?
$10.
$10 on this week?
$10.
This is big. All right. What's it gonna net us?
CJ, log in here. Hang on.
Come on.
It's not letting me see it. It's weird. When I'm in Massachusetts, it doesn't let me see the exact.
He's getting blocked again. Man. The corporate IT overlords.
Stupid app.
Hang on. Touch ID. Hang on.
Oh my God.
Fingerprints. All of this. God.
Licking your phone.
Unbelievable.
Gotta unlock.
It's gotta be very secure.
I just want him out of my room. It's uncomfortable.
Gotta unlock it with his face. Gotta take the mask.
Hey, we got a new producer back for TV, huh? You got a new producer today?
Yeah, Drew. Yeah, he's doing a bang up job.
Ooh.
$10 would net us $195.
Hell of a job over there.
$195 on a $10 bet?
That means we have all good odds.
That means we made good picks.
All right.
So we're minus 20 for the year. We got to keep the dollar amount going as we go through the season. We didn't do that last year.
Has anyone given
you? Yes, Hardy.
He did. I'm going to give money right now.
So Hardy's 20 is gone.
Okay, I'm going to give you another one right now.
And you said, why is my 20 gone?
Because you're the only one that gave me money.
And let's see how
that doesn't seem fair.
That's
all right, I'll come get it.
Come get that. That's another 20 that's in.
I didn't give you any money.
And then
I know, shocking. I said Hardy's the only one.
And then Zoe will be next up.
I got money in a car.
What are you doing?
I just miss being over here. It's kind of neat.
What about T-Bets? Has he paid?
No, he's good.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys work out a little side deal?
Yeah, I walked to carry Jim's clothes to his car.
I mean, I should.
He has to clean his pool.
He has to adjust every time I have to step out of the room to do something.
Yeah.
T-Bone make a hell of a pool boy.
I cleaned my pool yesterday.
Oh, my God.
You looking for work, Adonis. T-Bone? Looking for extra side jobs?
Out there flexing with the skimmer.
I already got a yard guy. He's a bodybuilder. You ain't coming over.
All right, very good. If you missed that, you want to
tune back
follow
in at
1
o'clock when RJ rips Lout's pick.
Zoe Bertrand on Twitter. RJ Bell will rip all of the picks at 1 o'clock. You guys are square. And I do enjoy the tweets of people that send us their screen grabs of them following along with us every weekend. So thank you for that.
Ta-da!
Headlines here with Hardy.
La la.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.